We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Why at age 70, having never run for office before, are you seeking the presidency? And you gave up on challenging President Biden in the Democratic primaries. Instead, you're pursuing this independent path, which, as I'm sure you know, no one has done successfully. But why now at 70 at this point in your life?
Well, it's not something, Doug, that I intended to do. I was not, preparing myself for a presidential run. I just toyed with politics. I've been involved in politics my whole life, involved in electoral politics at every level. And I toyed with running myself a couple of times. I came very, very close. But as you pointed out, it's a young person's game. And, particularly if you're going to run for lower office like the Senate, you need to be there before you get a chairmanship for 12 to 18 years. So sometime in my early 60s, I just said this is no longer on the plate anymore. And I love my life, and I love litigating against polluters and leading, the battle for clean water, clean air, and clean energy and all the things that I was doing. But I just saw our country taking a wrong turn and the Democratic Party being part of that. Driving that, I saw the Democratic Party depart from the party that I was raised with, which was a party that was very anti-war, very skeptical towards corporate power. It was on the side of the middle class, the working poor. It was opposed to big pharma, big agriculture, the Wall Street banks, the Fed, all of these, the masters of the universe, the corporate titans that now have captured our public agencies and turned them predatory against the American public. And it was for free speech and adamantly against any participation by the government and the censorship of American speech. And now the Democratic Party has walked away from those traditional values. I would say to you, if you took all of the priorities that my father had, that my uncle had, President Kennedy, and listed them, I would check every one of those boxes. But I don't think the current Democratic Party is doing that. And now, we're in a crisis situation like nothing we've ever seen before. We have $34 trillion in debt. We're paying more to pay the interest on that debt than our entire defense budget. Within 5 years, half of every dollar collected in taxes will go to servicing the debt. This is not sustainable. And the people who did the most to run up that debt, President Trump and President Biden, are now running for office against each other, where our country has been completely taken over by the war machine. And President Trump said that he was going to do something about that, but then he brought President John Bolton in to run the NSA, the swamp creature himself, the spear tip of the military-industrial complex. President Biden is 100% behind wars and more wars, and this is destroying our moral authority. It's making us less safe, and it is absolutely eviscerating the middle class in this country. Both of these men stood by and watched this chronic disease epidemic take over our children. When my uncle was president, 6% of Americans had chronic disease. Today, 60%. And the cost of chronic disease now is 4.3 trillion. It's almost more than four times our military budget. And that also is not sustainable, but we're also just devastating our children. And so, you know, these are some of the issues that I was looking at and saying there is no end. They're not even acknowledging any of these issues are important. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the fact that when I was a kid, a typical pediatrician would see one case of juvenile diabetes in his lifetime. Today, one out of every three kids who walks into his office is pre-diabetic or diabetic, and we're spending more on diabetes treatment alone than our entire military budget. And nobody is saying, why is this happening? You know, why is autism gone from 1 in 10,000 in 70-year-old men in my generation today to 1 in 32 of every of my kids' generation, 1 in every 22 boys? Nobody's asking that. Where did all the food allergies suddenly appear from? The juvenile diabetes, these autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, all these this cascade of neurological diseases that is absolutely debilitating our children. And, you know, and nobody's doing the science. Nobody seems to care. And I just said, okay, you know, I am watching what's happening. And everybody is gaslighting, you know, the government is gaslighting us and saying this isn't a problem. And the politicians are going along with it. They're consumed by self-ambition, by tribalism, by politics, by the governments of fear. And we need somebody else who actually, you know, just loves our country and wants, you know, and sees the train wreck that's happening right now and it is going to do something about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So tomorrow you're going to reveal your running mate in Oakland. Do you want to tell us who it's going to be?
I will tomorrow if you come, Doug.
I'll be there. Yeah. So there's widespread speculation that it's Nicole Shanahan. She's originally from Oakland. Apart from all the money she brings to the table as a successful businesswoman, which your campaign needs to get on state ballots, what qualifies her to be president of the United States?
Oh, I talked to Nicole. We talked to Mike Rowe. We talked to Aaron Rodgers. We talked to Killer Mike and a number of other people about the vice presidential slot. We were looking for somebody who could represent young people, millennials and Gen Z. The priority of my campaign, just as young people were in 1968, the priority of my father's campaign in 1960, my uncle. They're the future of our country, and they're bearing the brunt of the bad leadership that we've had in the past. So, they're the ones who are paying the debt. They're the ones who are suffering from chronic disease. And so I really wanted somebody young. I think Nicole is 38 years old. I wanted somebody super smart. I wanted an athlete who can inspire Americans to get healthy again. And, I wanted people who can do critical thinking, who have open minds, who listen to people and listen with compassion. And I wanted somebody who's committed to unraveling the war machine and the corporate capture. Nicole actually has so many qualifications. She spent a lot of her lifetime in regenerative agriculture and restoring soils and reducing the toxicity from processed foods. We now have 1,000 ingredients in our foods that are illegal in other countries. And Nicole has been at the forefront addressing those issues. She certainly had a lot of the quality. She's a, you know, I would call her almost a world-class athlete, like, you know, Hank Aaron and several of the other people that we talked to were, you know, had those, that as part of their resumes. And, you know, so she certainly would be somebody who would qualify.
You mentioned President Biden, what you call the war machine. The United States decided not to use its veto power today, and it allowed the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling on Israel to cease fire in Gaza. So in that case, the President Biden's trying to stop what's happening in Gaza. How would you have handled that as president?
Well, I would have handled it differently. I would have done more to get the Security Council to, for example, condemn the October 7th attacks, which they have never done. I would have been on the phone not only with President Sisi in Egypt and President Erdogan in Turkey, who are key players, but also, you know, I'd be on the phone with Putin and President Xi, and figuring out how to pressure the Iranians, particularly to, you know, to stop funding these proxy wars against Israel. I don't think, you know, listen, I consider myself more pro-Palestinian than anybody that I know. I have a lot of Palestinian friends. I've met with, you know, the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. I've been all over Israel working with Palestinians in Israel. I have friends in Gaza today. I see feel the heartbreak of the pictures, the photographs, the videos coming out of Gaza and the suffering of these children. But I think people are pointing their fingers in the wrong direction. Israel has tried, you know, October 7th was in the middle of a ceasefire. There's been 5 ceasefires so far, and Hamas has broken every one of them and used every one of them to rearm, to regroup, and then to hoist the banner for the next attack, surprise attack. Hamas has been bombarding Israel for 16 years with 30,000 missiles onto civilian populations in Israel. And if any other nation did that to any other nation, the country that was attacked would retaliate and put an end to it. And I don't see that Israel has an obligation to its population. It has an obligation to its state, a moral obligation, like every country does. And it, you know, if there, and Hamas has repeatedly said they don't want to negotiate, that it's against Islamic law to negotiate with Israel. And that their only solution, they cannot be satisfied with territorial concessions or any other concession. They only are satisfied with this is what their charter says, the annihilation of Israel and the murder of every Jew. And how do you, you know, negotiate with somebody like that? What's the point of a ceasefire? You're just, you know, it's the ceasefire is just saying, okay, we're going to have more and more war. Hamas is a kleptocracy. It victimizes as much Israel as it's victimizing the Palestinian people. It steals, you know, Palestinians have received more money per capita from international aid organizations than any people in history. They've received 10 times, more than 10 times, 12 times per capita what we paid to every citizen in 17 nations in Europe to rebuild Europe with the Marshall Plan after World War II, 12 times that much. And we built all of Europe for that price, for 1/12 of what we've given to Palestine per capita. And yet Palestinians are poorer than ever. Why is that? Because their leaders steal all the money. And they do two things with it. They steal it. Ismail Haniyeh, who's the head of Hamas, according to Forbes, has a net worth of $5 billion. The top 3 officials of Hamas have a net worth of $11 billion collectively. The head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has a net worth of close to $1 billion. His sons have a net worth of $475 million. So this is money that our taxpayers have paid to the Palestinians and their leaders have stolen from. Rather than building ports and schools and, you know, and education centers and scholarships and all of the things that we gave it to them for, they've destroyed those that infrastructure. They've destroyed 3,000 greenhouses that were donated to them by Israel. They've turned, you know, they didn't rebuild the port. They didn't do any things that we thought they were going to do. Instead, all the cement that we sent, they used to build an underground city, 300 miles of tunnels to invade and conquer Israel, and on weapons, on drones and missiles. And that money is coming out of the pockets of Palestinians. And, you know, people have around the globe have shown tremendous compassion for the Palestinian people. And, you know, but that money is not reaching them. It's being stolen from Hamas. Hamas is the enemy of Palestinians.
There are so many things I'd love to talk to you about. I think we're pretty much out of time, but I just want to ask you one last thing. I know you're in this to win it. You don't like it when people characterize you as a spoiler, but how will you feel if you don't win enough votes to become president, but you do draw enough Democrats and moderate independents so that President Trump gets another 4 years? What would that mean for your agenda and the things you believe in?
Well, you know, I don't think that, first of all, this is a three-way race. And, you know, I intend to win the race. And I intend to take votes from President Trump and President Biden. Now, people I don't think Americans should be talked into, you know, voting for somebody out of fear. And, you know, the interesting thing about President Biden supporters is they rarely talk about his record. They, you know, are not trying to amplify his voice. They're instead trying to stoke fear in the American people. The only thing you hear from them is vote for President Biden or else President Trump's going to get elected. And really, both of those men are going to bring us the same thing. They're the ones who brought us the $34 trillion debt. They're the ones who brought us the war machine. President Trump, as I said he was going to end the war machine, but he did the opposite. They're the ones who brought us the corporate capture of our agencies. President Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, but he brought John Bolton in and, you know, and Scott Gottlieb to run FDA and Alex Azar. His entire government was lobbyists from the most rapacious corporations in the country. So, you know, that the two of those men drove the biggest debt, a higher debt between them than all the presidents before them combined. Oh, if you want more of the same, vote for Trump or Biden. They're trying to scare people into voting for, you know, scare people about their opponent instead of saying, here's what I did when I was in office. I think we need, if we want something different, we need to derail that great corporate gravy train, but that both of them are piloting. And they both had 4 years. And they've just made the situation worse. And I think it's time for Americans to vote. I don't hope, you know, I have the best favorability rating of any political candidate in our country, the highest favorability rating, one of the lowest unfavorability ratings. Oh, Americans would like to vote for me. 70% of Americans say they don't want to vote for President Trump or President Biden, but they're going to hold their nose and vote out of fear. I don't think that's what our exemplary democracy is supposed to mean to the rest of the world. I think Americans should vote for somebody they like, somebody who gives them some hope for the future of our country. And, you know, I want to give them that chance and not just, you know, withdraw and see people vote out of fear.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
By the way, President Biden does not need my help to lose to President Trump. You know, he's doing that on his own. And if the DNC really wanted to win this election, they would have opened the primaries and let me and other candidates compete, because I could have beaten President Trump running as a Democrat quite easily. All the polls showed that. So they didn't want an alternative, and they anointed as their candidate an octogenarian who everybody now agrees, you know, is having, cognitive acuity problems that are definitely not going to improve over time. And, you know, it was their choice to do that. And they can't, and now for them to blame me is ironic.
Well, thank you for your time. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running for president. Good luck. Thanks for being with us.
Doug, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.